Okay.
So continuing on, Rav Moshe starts off the discussion, can you mash?
Not smash, but mash.
Right, bananas. And Rav Moshe starts off and basically says, listen,
it's all mutter la'alpa. Okay?
Who Shita was is the mutter la'alpa we saw previously?
The Rashba,
right? Again, see?
Shota Giborim.
Come on, guys. Sure. Right? The Rashba against the Shota Giborim, right? Which seems to be doing the book, Haskins. And what was this Svara? If you say that that's usher, then basically, how can you let anyone ever cut up their food with a knife? Right? Isn't that basically just as a Gohan? You can't say that. Right? Now, from there, now he gets into a whole thing here, because he says basically things that the Acharonim all make on this. And then he notes, however, that the Chazon Ish, right, is not a fan of it. If you take a look at the top of the old page 3, right, old school 3, so you see, because the Grub, oh, this, that, right, the Shulchan and others. Venimsa, 5 lines down. Shachazon ish me'avon shabbas min tzayisha v'shmor roshon this game sorry to be farsh shebo'ah v'asur avle l'chol ha'alta. That's the sheet of a chazon ish, which is true. When we saw, by the way, right, that the chazon ish, we saw previously that even the Bir'alacha brought certain, you know, people came, therefore the Bir'alacha said, well, only do l'alta, but keep it large. But Rav Moshe is very strong in this issue. That he certainly thinks about Mitzorah, but even for Baal Nefesh, there's no need to be Machmer. I want you guys to check your halacha books and see what they pass on this issue. My guess is that 80% of them say that Lechatchila, what? They don't like Laota. Same, they pass on the Mishnah. They bring down the Chumrah Chazon Ish, Shel Yom Kippur, and Bir Halacha, whatever it might be. Then the question becomes, by the way, it's a fascinating phenomenon, because Rav Moshe is saying, well, Alpha's Alpha works. And he quotes a number of Achronim who say this. It's partly the impact of Bir Halacha, the Chumrah, right, status, part of the nature of these Kitzur, Sfarim. It's really a wild phenomenon, if you think about it. Right? Which is why, you know, we gotta document this stuff. We gotta figure this out. Like, what's going on here? Anyway, from a doctrine. Okay, anyway, you're a doctrine. I'm right. This is a different doctrine. Okay. Now, no, but it's a huge topic. You see, you see, when you look at this phenomenon, you look at this tumor of Moshe, it's a wild phenomenon. But Moshe is saying, listen, everyone's making them. Right? Anyway, but then Rav Moshe goes and says, listen, when it comes to bananas, right, he says as follows. Ulechen, lo shach li sir risik banana kli l'achil etinokot samach al chilatam. He says, when do people smash bananas? You don't do that ahead of time. When you do that, they smash and they give it to the kids, right? אבל בריסק הבנן נראה שאין לסור אף לשיטות חזניש, ואין להתיר אף סמך להחליל, אבל דק תחינה ממש, ואין תחינו כשנעשו פירין, ורסיסים דקין, ותחינה כמח וכדומה על זה. He says, what's the nature of תחינה? Is when you separate them into fine pieces, right? Separate them. In other words, you're separating them. But here, וזה אי אפשר לעשות את זה מזלב וכף, אלא נשאר רק חתיכה תח, אך שעשה רח מאוד בלחות הרבה, וגם אמר לא נשתנה. What's this story with bananas, and similarly, by the way, with regard to avocados, right? Things which are very soft. Right? It just ends up being one goosh. Right? And you're basically just making goosh. Now, and therefore, right? Slow down, man. And therefore, everyone's jumping the gun here, right? It's like, you know, fiance's favorite food or something. I don't know. Anyway, so therefore, right? He gets into saying, right? He doesn't think that there is a problem with this issue. Although he then notes that the Chazon Ish was machmer in this as well, and he's very upset about it. So I understand. The minhag olam of women all around is to do what? Swiss bananas, Spanish bananas with their fork, whatever it might be, and he thinks that that's based on both lauter and
it's one big
goosh. But then he notes that the Chazanish was machmer, but he was making b'shinoi, and therefore he says, you know what, if you can do b'shinoi, fine, but if not, not. No, he just says, you know, Rachel Lamaisi im efshar tov lasot ken. Let's say gam shi chazanish, but im u davar kasher lefanem u tell lasot gam b'mezlek. I think the minhag olam is v'meido. With the smushing, you look around, saying, "Look at people with mashing."
Does that mean like potato or soft potatoes, also
awesome,
making mashed potatoes and
vegetables,
the same thing?
Oh, so the same exact thing here, right? In other words, again, most of the time people are doing these things anyway, lauter. So you have the whole slew of rishonim that way, and then you also have the shita here, which basically says it's not risuk. Right, no, excuse me. It's not tchina. It's not tochad. Do you understand the svara? Svara is a sharp svara, right? It makes a lot of sense. And that would help with regard to avocados. That helps with regard to bananas.
Soft
carrots, seemingly, that would help with. And potatoes.
Hard-boiled eggs.
Hard-boiled egg. Ah,
that's
so
sweet. It's not just like a soft as a banana.
No, but I think. Well, I think the same. No, if it's boiled already, yeah.
Yeah, it's already boiled.
Fagin. Doesn't it work with a hard-boiled egg? When it stays as one goosh, or does it separate?
Separate.
Well,
it's very
kind of
a lot of different teeth. Yeah, it is PC. It's like gooey.
I don't think it's the same thing.
It's
not
processed.
I don't think it has the same thing.
It's like what?
It's like
what? That's what I'm saying. No, but it has to have the internal lechut. I don't think so.
It's PC.
All right. Everyone look up their halacha books and see what they say about the eggs and the eggs and that formulation. Okay? Good? Pagan? Okay, good. All right. Now, you guys know why you know why I call him Pagan, right?
Pagan?
You know that story? Pagan? Hebrew name spelled, right? Him. His father is a rabbi, a very famous teacher named Rabbi Shaul Lieberman. He used to make fun of him and call him pagan all the time.
Yeah.
Zach, have you told me about this?
Yes.
Anyway, so in the derech of Professor Lieberman, we'll call you pagan. Okay, fine. Now, all right. This is in regard to the Hagdara of Dak and Tochen. What about using a kli? In other words, let's say you have the various heterim, right? But you're doing it with the kli. So what'll be example in this case? Okay, that's
it.
Say?
No, no.
We're talking about regular toke. Right. So you have all sorts of things out there today. You got the vegetable dicers, and you got the egg slicers, and you got the grinders, right? Pepper grinders. Graters for sure, bush graters for cheese, whatever it might be, right? That's a big issue. So, do we have a head there when we use a kli? So the Rebush was asked this. Take a look at now your new page to read. Rebush, 14th century, right? Was asked this question. If you take a look inside, by the way, it's a great Shiloh because the person who asked him the Shiloh is good at Talmud Chacham and sort of lays out all the stuff in both directions. So now that unknown phenomenon, but you know, you just take a look inside there. And basically, so the true base is as follows. Kvar Mazda Kulat Stadim Shev Shavi Sali Tanam Yitzeh. You know, you did the whole Masah Matan here, save the trouble here. Vavet the Kola Raya Doma Gle Don in the Surm Hetam. No, Dati Note Le Sor. Why does he think it's not, sir? The Hava the Kidder, a Papa, the High Monday, as far as Silk Chaibish and Toyche. Says, maybe we'd say that we have the heter la'alter. True, she seems to affirm. He says, even with a utensil we can use it, because presumably the guy was cutting it. Hainu b'kli k'gon sakim she'enu miyuchah l'tchina aval amor k'harutz she'miyuchah l'tchina zo. Hareyu kenapu kvar leboro, right, etc., etc. What's his svar right here? He says, no, why is it that we don't allow it? What's he make this parallel to? Where is the whole head there for the altar in Tochen come from? Borer. And in Borer, we paskin that can't do the clean. And therefore, the Yiva says, well, if I'm going to take the kulas from there, but, you know, I got to go with the chumas as well. I mean, if you say that works in that similar direction, the same, you know, same idea behind it, then that's a problem. He then throws in, although Rav Moshe points out that it's not clear if he really thinks that this is a major factor, but then he throws it in and says that he thinks that there is also a potential issue of uvda d'chol. Okay, if you look at page number 4, you'll see Rav Moshe gets into a long pilpul about this issue, which I'm going to give you part of, about when we say something's uvda d'chol and when we say something's not uvda d'chol. I didn't give you the whole tshuva, but please look up the whole tshuva, because it's an interesting tshuva in general to see with regard to uvda d'chol, which we talked about a little bit, but maybe we'll come back to it next time. So, how do we paskin? So, take a look in Shinchof Alav, see if you. And. And the psak here of the Mechaber, Osir Ligor, Gvina B'Shabbat, B'morg, Harutz, Baal Piviot, Shikorin, Riluf. Okay, which is what? A greater. Okay, that's what we're known as a greater. Take a look at the Mishabura, the Kemish, Aklim Yuchalakach, Harezi Derechol, the Domila Sicha Tavim, Machteshet. He compares explicitly, and this is what the Rivashtin, explicitly to the case of grinding Tavlin in a machtesha. What's grinding tavlin in machtesha mean? Peppers, right? Grinders, right? Grinders is exactly what he's talking about, right? Which the Gemara seems to ask as well. Budin, mekliachem yuchalaka. Vin ken afil lechol miyad asur. There is, and therefore, even though he holds it as a louter, but he doesn't allow it to be done with regard to a kli. But nonetheless, he says with regard to a with regard to a sakin is not a problem, but it is a problem with regard to a kli miuchat. Now the question then becomes, well, what's a kli miuchat? So it's interesting that Mishnah Berurah says, you know, let's say you wanted to use, like, you know, something that you use for normally for building, a building utensil. And I want to take your building utensil to cut up a piece of cheese. You have a bar of cheddar cheese, and I want to use my axe. Yeah, sounds manly, right? There's, if you have to eat dairy on Shabbos, so at least you do something manly with it. So you take out your axe. Now it's true. I like that scenario. Now it's true. It's true that he points out, and I'm trying to figure out what the case here is exactly. I don't know what it would be.
You
want to
use an X-Licer,
okay? No. X-Licer is not a clee for boning.
Oh, it's not fun.
You're saying it's a clee that something which is a building, which is normally a clee shem lachal iser. Why is clee shem lachal iser? Because you can't use it. Right? So he says, but we know that clee shem lachal iser is muta letalto. Right? Why can you use it? A, bekomo, and B, legufo. So we'll get to Mukhsa, we'll discuss this. But he says you can use an axe to cut up your cheese on Shabbat. So all your dishes are dirty, your machmir, for whatever reason, if you're going to sleep, then therefore don't want to wash your dishes, even with regard to a clean spot. Oh, perfect case. Let's say it's a situation. You're in a house, you have no clean dairy knives. Right? And they don't have a good sponge either. So what are you going to do?
Yes.
All right. We've got it all worked out. See if that case is discussed in your books. In my book, it's going to be discussed. Anyway, all right. So, and there must be other things he has in mind. No, it's basically saying that the point that he's trying to make here is that what
kli is a problem. It's only a kli lemiyucha
on the tochen. But anything else is fine. It's saying that
they're
using different ways because it's a shinoi.
No, not because of a shinoi. It's just, it's like they're using a knife. That's right.
There is a knife, though?
Yeah, that's what he says. Use a knife. For sure, for sure. Now, what he gets into here as well in the Bir Halacha, and the Bir Halacha in see if you'd bet, right? Take a look at the last Bir Halacha and see if you'd bet. He says as follows here, he gets the whole thing of Biyad and Bakli, and he agrees and says, alright, Kli's not good. Okay, now, we haven't got into, there might be a het there, which we haven't got into yet, with regard to being Gdulei Karka. Hold off, we'll get to that momentarily. Cheese. She's another thing. The question is how we define Gdulei Karka. Okay, we'll get this momentarily. But then he says as follows. V'yesh la'ayin, I'm back on my sheet now. Im chotech ha-betzalim v'atzunun dak besokin godom yuchal lezeh. Shekorim b'lashoneinu hakmaser. So I guess they sell the hackmaster. Something, I don't know what it is, right? But it's a special. I think these are special curved knives. Ever see these things?
Just knives.
These curved knives. If you want to cut like onions, radishes, where they curve, like this. So he says maybe he's nota here, thinking maybe that's a kli miuchad for that. And if you take a look at Sif Katan Mem Hey in the Mishnah Brewer itself. He seems to be nota lahachmir on the hackmaster. Okay? On the hackmaster, he seems to be nota. By the way, he also points out there that tochen would also be an issue. We'll see this a little more later on. About, let's say you have a clump of dirt, of grinding, you know, like sort of breaking up a clump of dirt, which we'll get into about cleaning shoes and other things as well. Okay? So, the Bir Halacha is nota lahachmir. The Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. V'ra'itim mefakakim v'oisrim lachtoch v'hakmaser abatzam v'lo near the cloud. Sherei zehu gam ken sakin. Right? And he goes in line 3. Aval asakin shekorin hakmaser harim usakin asuri betmunot chatzi agul v'usakin de'alma v'lama nomar shebno Yisrael oseh shelo kedin. This is classic Mishnah Berurah, classic Aruch HaShulchan. Right? You see Hilchot Shabbat, we've seen this many, many times. As the Minhag Olam is this way, and you can turn all the noises around to sinners. The Gamer eat the Mishkat of the Imchot in Mitzvah Mishtayim, the Gimashel Kodim Masuda, Kav Lachiv Chatas. But Tamani, Atu Laker of Asenu Matir, the Gamer, Toys, Rosh of Rama, Vidat Rabbe, Badak of Lavash of Asur. The old Ho, Shosim Kodim Mishal Asur, and Mikol Alter, Vimke, Yvshal Samson. Right, see, Mikosh Lod Atom, Shachs, and Bama, Bakosh Lotto Suda, and Hashash, but Dio Tenahon Samach Suda, Avakisharab, and Suda Behech, Lakim, Ezeman Hachem, and Shul Kula. A classic Aruch HaShulchan situation here. The Aruch HaShulchan says the hackmaster is basically just a fancy knife. And now the question is, this servant of Machalokas supposed to be exactly how to define what makes it a cleach in Yuchad for this. Right? Now, if you take a look in you take a look at Shemir Shabbos, for example, he brings the Mishlom Zaman and has a discussion about an egg slicer. Right? You know what egg slicers are? I don't really like eggs, but.
Yeah.
What do you say?
It cuts into six.
Okay. So anyway, so Shlomo Zalman is Miko there with regard to the egg slicer.
Why is that?
He doesn't think it's really clean Yuchai since that's like a fancy knife.
So one of those cheese knives, you know,
here comes into the issue exactly how to define. I think look at Rav Moshe also, he asked this question about this as well. And he says, is everything which just makes the work easier
Zam make it over the chol. The gamma shabbat yesh tzorach b'tzon haka. Even Shabbos things should be light as well. Over the chol she cut the rivash she said chen daka k'mo she see machol she mutar melacha. Chen avro became v'tamchu melacha zeh she see machol she lo nikar al zem melechet areit ela kvua. Okay, now there is. Look what he seems to say here. This is interesting. Okay, but uv the chol who the kafti shemalacha nasid Isaiah tova kamalacha kavua the usim b'chol v'lo nikar inin asiyat arai shelo nasid b'lo kepeda kokacha malacha shenatase yafa. Okay, so look at Rav Moshe's definition that he wants to give here. But uv the chol, what's he end up saying here? What's uv the chol going to Rav Moshe? When is it a kli, right, that sort of becomes? There's when does it become a kli shemuchad? So Moshe seems, or I just read it three times, but it says it twice. What does it seem to say it? It's not something which just makes the job easier. Okay, but rather, what is it? Something which looks like it's not malacha derai, but some form of professional, sort of a professionalization to it, to the point where what? V'lo nikar inyan asiyat arayish naset b'lo k'peda kokach l'malacha shetase yofeh. And of course, he also says that's what? It also depends on whether it's dak or not. So if Moshe requires it to be a dak, right? There is dak, you know, right? And looking professional, so to speak. Now, the grinder, right, is us. Why is grinder us? So that's dak. And? I'm sorry? In other words, you've basically changed the form entirely, right, to something entirely different. I mean, is that what he's trying to get at here? It seems to be something along those lines, which would seem to be a fairly makel hagdar. Now, let's talk about the utensils out there. So you've got your egg slicer, some zombies you make. What are the other utensils that you have out there?
Salad, the vegetable. You know the thing where like it's got like three and then you like slam the top?
Yeah, right, correct. Right, you guys want to talk about that?
It's like the hardest thing to clean. Yeah.
It's impossible to clean.
It's so worth it. I mean, it makes salad so worth
it. It does not. My wife's my kids love it. My kids love it. Anyway, so anyway, now the question is, right, is that so what do you think? According to Moshe's definition. Okay, so first of all, the question is what the size is.
That's
what
it comes out, perfect cut. So
that's
also the same size. It's just a square piece of vegetable. It's not going to be the exact size of each grape.
Yeah, I'm not so sure how perfect it comes out.
The egg slicer is perfect.
The
egg slicer is really nice.
The size is also
good. No, the egg slicer just basically says, though, it's like just like a... You just think that's not dak. You just think that's a slicing here. Anyway, so you see various shito. I mean, you see the issue here. It's very hard to be magdir. I'm not giving a psak on this issue. I'm still working on how to be magdir in it. That's sort of the difficulty here. Now, there's a second side of all these things, lakula. Okay? And that is halachatet. Halachatet says as follows. This is based on a truma sedeshin. And the question becomes, is there tochen in things which are not gedulei karka? Okay. Now, that according to that, they don't need the heter la'alter here, right? And if you say that, that's a very broad heter. So the truma sedeshin, right? I think it's truma sedeshin. Truma sedeshin lachatet. It's brought down and says, Mutar lachtoch basar mevushal, otzli dak basakin. No mention of outer, no mention of anything, just mutar. Right? Even dak, which of course is the hagdara for tochen for him. So why? So Mishnah Berurah explains that what? The ein tchina ela b'gdulei karka. Right? Trumas Hadeshin, right? When do we see the whole discussion about whether behema is mikre gedulei karka? When do we see this issue? Cholef, right? Very good. מקום מקום אין לסור בזה דבלב הלכי יש פה סבל לידי אין שייכתינה באוכלן והכורך מותר לחתוך אפילו דעתו להניחה לארתו זמן. So now what's emphasized here though is that we're only dealing with in this case, look at the heter he applied it. A heter he gives if not to the karka, in which case of basar mevusha. Aval Rama adds asur lachtoch dak dak basar chay lefnei afut. Dehov eni yochlin locho belochitoch kemeshav leil ocha. But if it was inedible, raw, then we don't have the heter. No, what's the svara? Someone tell me before I even look at the Mishnah Berurah. I'm sorry. So what? So what? Who cares?
Huh?
So what? It's like the. The very good, right? Excellent, Zach, right? In other words, the reed, which is quoted by the mitzvah, and the Rambam seem to have stated what? They seem to have stated that when it's token only applicable, if it what? It turns into token. Right? When you're being token, you did the mashlo. So the true Sadesha basically says, listen, we're not going to, then we have a separate machloket. Does token apply to the karka, or is that token not apply to the karka? So what's his answer? So his answer is, I don't know. Maybe token doesn't apply to the karka, maybe it does. But if a mitzaref also to the shita, which says that anything which is edible in its own state is mutar, right? Then I'll be mitzaref that as well. And therefore he says, if it's a non-dule karka plus it's edible on its own, he is mekel legamri. Whereas he doesn't accept the Rambam and the Reed entirely. Right? But he says that, well, if I can be mitzvah of the factor of Enoch Yudhay Karka, then it will be permissible. Okay. Now, that only works, though, if it's edible.
Beforehand.
I'm sorry?
Beforehand.
Okay? So now, then you have to get back to your question now about the Kli situation. Right? Because now we have to figure out, and this we'll have to figure out when we complete Tochet, is as follows. Do we say, in other words, when we're trying to work out all the Lemaisa applications here, right? Are we going to, how many of the Kulas do you apply here? Pull together. That's right. Okay? And that is precisely the challenge in Tochet. The challenge in Tochet is to try to figure out, right? Well, we have all sorts of scars. Kula, Chumra, etc., etc. And then the question is, how do we magdir things? When we apply and when we not? And you might come and say, what might you come and say? Well, with regard to a kli, I will be nota the kula. Why be nota the kula in certain cases of the food? Because it's not gulei karka or edible as is. So even if you think that la'alter doesn't trump the Isser Lakli, which is the Rivash Shita, but you might say, but that token. Okay? So with that, we'll finish up all the other small, other token related matters, and then we will move on.